USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of rallies for President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden in the run-up to Election Day. The president campaigning in Michigan, North Carolina, Iowa, Georgia, and Florida. His Democratic opponent, Joe Biden, campaigning in Philadelphia. COVID-19 relief negotiations are dead for the time being. Some people seem to think something could be done after the election. Democrats think not so much. Republicans, including the White House, believe something needs to be done after the election.
We're definitely not going to let us get to the end of the year without getting some sort of aid to the American people. President Trump will use any levers that he has to make sure that the American people who are hurting get the assistance they need. If there's any way we could get around the speaker, we will do so.
White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
With another named storm churning up the Caribbean Sea, the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season has become historic.
Tropical Storm Eta became the 28th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season after forming in the Central Caribbean Sea. The storm is on a course to hit the coast of Nicaragua on Tuesday after strengthening into a hurricane. Eta ties the record for the most named storms in a single hurricane season, matching 2005. The average hurricane season sees about 10 named storms, with 6 of them becoming hurricanes. With another 4 weeks to go before the official end of the season, there's still a good possibility that 2020 could see more named storms than any other year in history. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A former Democratic presidential candidate says Joe Biden's message is getting through to Americans.
Joe Biden's message of build back better is resonating. He's not saying build back to the way it used to be. He's saying we've got to come back stronger than ever.
Mayor Pete speaking there on CNN's State of the Union. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A person tried to register dozens of dead people as new voters in Broward County, Florida, with mail-in applications. The person from Columbia, South Carolina, submitted over 50 new voter applications with 19 envelopes in the same handwriting to the Broward Election Office in July. Staff in the election office flagged and turned over the suspicious applications to the state attorney's office. A follow-up investigation uncovered that most of the persons named in the applications listed as Democrats were deceased. President Trump spent time on Friday in the battleground state of Wisconsin. The president won Wisconsin back in 2016. The Real Clear Politics average poll in Wisconsin has former Vice President Joe Biden leading the president in the state by about 5 points. COVID-19 on the minds of many voters in the Badger State. As far as how the Trump administration plans to handle COVID-19 moving forward, Steve Cortez is with the campaign.
There's nothing American about this problem. It's not a Donald Trump issue. As a matter of fact, in Europe, cases are rising dramatically faster than they are in the United States. So the reason I bring that up is we know that even the harshest of lockdowns does not stop the spread of the virus completely. So what are we left with? Until we get a vaccine, which we believe is imminent, the scientists tell us we're at the threshold of a vaccine because of the president's Operation Warp Speed. But until we get that vaccine, the president believes that we cannot live in fear of the virus. We cannot cower from it. We cannot let it dominate our lives.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.